As I stood in front of the small group gathered in the dimly lit room, I could feel the weight of their expectations pressing down on me. They were eager, hungry for answers that seemed just out of reach. Many in religion have tried to interpret revelation only to fail or create a new breed of followers, I began, my voice steady. Ones without logic. In order to resolve the timeline in Revelation, Daniel will be our resource along with Ezekiel, I continued, pacing back and forth as I spoke. A formula will appear in which all peoples can understand Revelation. Science, logic, and faith will take us to a new understanding of God's purpose in Revelation. Today marked the beginning of a journey, a quest for truth that had been shrouded in mystery for centuries. The room was filled with a hushed anticipation, each person hanging on my every word. I took a deep breath and looked out at the expectant faces before me. Today, I begin the task of revealing the mysteries of the Bible, I declared, feeling a surge of determination coursing through me. The group murmured amongst themselves, some nodding in agreement, while others exchanged skeptical glances. But I knew that with perseverance and unwavering dedication to the truth, we could unlock the secrets hidden within the ancient texts. Let us delve into the words of Daniel and Ezekiel, I said, my voice ringing out with conviction. Let us seek the convergence of science, logic, and faith to illuminate the path before us. With that, I knew that our journey had only just begun. The road ahead would be fraught with challenges and obstacles, but I was confident that together, we could uncover the truths that had eluded so many before us. Mysteries are only revealed when they are about to happen. The Lord said to me, "What they say is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites, and I will put my words in his mouth. He will tell them everything I command him. I myself will call to account anyone who does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks in my name. These are the words from God. If not heard, the tribulation will come quickly. Logic tells me." As I stood before the eager faces in the room, I could feel a sense of anticipation building in the air. The weight of their expectations pressed down on me as I prepared to unveil the truths hidden within the ancient texts. Mysteries are only revealed when they are about to happen, I began, my voice ringing out with conviction. The Lord said to me, "What they say is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites, and I will put my words in his mouth. He will tell them everything I command him." The room was silent, hanging on my every word as I continued. I myself will call to account anyone who does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks in my name. These are the words from God. If not heard, the tribulation will come quickly. I paused for a moment, letting the weight of those words sink in. The gravity of the message was clear. The time for revelation was at hand, and those who did not heed the words of the prophet would face dire consequences. Logic tells me, I continued, my mind racing with the implications of what lay ahead. The convergence of science, logic, and faith was more crucial now than ever before. It was a delicate balance, one that would lead us to the truth hidden within the scriptures. The group before me listened intently, their expressions a mix of curiosity and apprehension. They knew that our journey was only just beginning, and that the path ahead would be fraught with challenges and revelations beyond their wildest imaginations. But with faith as our guide and logic as our compass, I knew that we were ready to face whatever trials lay ahead. The time for enlightenment was upon us, and together we would uncover the mysteries that had long been shrouded in darkness.